on both.
You've been in this
really
stuff
way cooler today. In Tri-State, a high of only 48, maybe some snow flurries.
All right, thanks a lot for coming over.
70 degrees outside right now.
Yeah,
I'm Greg Kurt, News Radio 700 WLW.
All right, thank you very much, Greg. Good morning. 700 WLW. It's 29 away from 5. Chris and Rob.
What's up, Bozo?
From the Chris and Rob All Night Talk Show. Is that what it is?
That's right. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob All Night Talk Show.
WAIF-FM in Cincinnati. What do you guys want this morning?
We're wanting an update. We're wanting to know about this Teamster strike. All we can get is that is what the media tells us, and you can't trust the media because they cast every story through that prism of distortion, lies, and half-truth. We're coming to you, the guy who's got his ear on the ground, the guy who's got his nose to the grindstone, the man who's in touch with the common truck driver. We want to know what's the truth about this Teamster strike, which is threatening to cripple the economy of many of the fine southern states of this beloved land of ours.
The southern states?
All the states, if I recall.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Well, basically what we have is a master freight contract.
What's a master freight contract?
That's where a consortium of the companies got together and all agreed that, okay, you know, get one contract that'll cover all of these 40 different companies.
Okay, sounds good.
And then there's a company that negotiates on behalf of these companies called TMI, and they negotiate with the Teamsters unions. And at this time, there's like 23 separate companies that have drawn a hard line and said, no, this is our final offer. We're not talking anymore. Either you meet our terms or that's that. And so the Teamsters have gone on strike. It's not a money issue, which is may strike a lot of people as odd because usually you think the first thing comes to mind is, well, they probably want...
Well, then what are they striking over if it's not the green stuff?
It's basically amounts to where... if someone retires or dies or whatever, the company can then replace them with part-time employees. And after a period of time, you wind up with a lot of part-time people with no benefits, substandard wages, and basically in the long run, it busts the union.
That's the way it's going all over the country.
That's the way this country has been going on.
They want Alston and Manpower to be the main employers of the nation.
That's basically it. Ronald Reagan opened up Pandora's box with this when he busted the PATCO Air Traffic Controllers Union. And once that happened, it gave a green light to everybody in America who was in management and thought, I want to get the union out of here, you know. It gave them a green light to go ahead, take a shot at it, try to bust them, and if you can do it, do it. So that's where we stand.
So you think most people are understanding that message?
No, I don't.
In the main media?
No. Whether the main media understands it or not, I don't know. I don't think these people in the networks understand what time of day it is most of the time. you know, they spoon feed this information to the AP, all the rest of them. They spoon feed this information to the public. It's just like pablum to a baby. Here, you eat this, and you'll like it. And the public really has a very great distorted opinion of what's happening.
Any of the Cincinnati companies involved? Any tri-state area?
Oh, yeah.
Truckers involved?
Roadway, Yellow Freight, Consolidated Freightways, TNT Holland, Preston. There's a lot of trucks around the country that are shutting down right now.
Now, if these trucks don't get going here in the morning, a couple weeks, couple 3 weeks go by, what's going to be the consequences?
It's hard to say. Who knows? Because you got to remember one thing. Like one driver said earlier, these all of these big companies own smaller companies that are non-union.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in a lot of cases, they say, okay, you know, we can just shut this place down. We'll change the name of it to this freight line, and the union's out of here.
So you think maybe the union might be playing right into the big boys' hands?
I wouldn't say that, but let's put it this way. The management has got, a lot of things going for them. It's got all of this, the rules and regulations. Just like I said earlier, they're talking about passing anti-strike legislation in Washington, which would forbid an employer from hiring people to take your place.
That would suck, wouldn't it?
Strike. Okay, that sounds good. You know, they're saying, well, if we go on strike, they can't hire people in to take our jobs. So they just passed NAFTA last year, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that says to an employer, in, okay, if my people go on strike, I can't hire them. So to hell with it. I'm just closing the place down. We'll move the factory to Mexico.
Bozo, you might want to watch your mouth. Here on WAIF, we don't play that game.
You don't play that.
We don't.
I've heard you guys. I know better.
Now, our topic up until this point, this evening, we had, like, UFO researchers in. We talked to a guy who wrote a book about UFOs. Have you ever seen a UFO?
I saw one the other night over the stadium during the ball game. It was scary.
Wow, what happened?
Did you see it?
Did it abduct anybody?
I don't know. It was this great big thing all lit up. It looked like a spaceship. And there was a bunch of people called the police department about it, so I know I wasn't the only one that saw it. Somebody said it was a blimp, but I don't believe it because it was all lit up.
It didn't say ESPN on it, did it?
I didn't get close enough to see it.
Mm. It wasn't trailing a banner that said, well, I love you, Marge, or anything, was it?
I didn't. Like I said, I didn't get close enough.
So you went to the game, huh?
No.
Oh.
You think I'm going to sit out there in that weather?
Well, Monday was a pretty nice day. Monday would have been a nice day for a ball game.
Well, yeah, Monday was nice, but, Sunday night, hey, I had to work anyhow, you know.
Yeah, I was at home watching the game on TV, eating corn dogs.
I watched it on TV, and Monday I slept. I'm like you guys. I sleep during the daytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Truck and Bozo. You've been a big help, and you're a gentleman.
You don't want the weather this morning? You guys are so cheap, you don't even have a
okay,
weather.
Okay, listen, Bozo, there's two things we want.
What?
The weather and a couple of radar detectors.
Call Cincinnati Microwave about the detectors. Tell them I told you to call.
Okay, we will.
Yeah, okay.
What's the weather?
Rain and cooler today with a high of 48. Tonight, 40% chance of rain, and you're sitting down?
Yeah, sure.
Flurries and a low of 28.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, cloudy and a high near 50. This is the winter that never left.
Tell me about it. It's horrible.
It's 53 right now.
I guess I'm going to have to cancel my trip to the beach, huh?
Which beach?
The Ohio River Beach.
A bunch of us,
we're going to go skinny dipping this week.
Yeah, and the beach up by Kings Island won't be open this weekend either.
Darn.
Yeah, okay. Hey, fellas, I got to go.
Thanks a lot.
You have a good morning.
Bozo, keep on surfing the concrete seas.
All right.
Later.
749-1444.
How about 18-wheeler on this I-40? Come on.
Yeah, you got 18-wheeler. Bring it on.
How about 10-36, I could buy. Come on back.
10-4, 36, 12-81, and mercy. You 4-wheeler with new CB there. Come on back.
Big negatory. I was down at that old Bucks truck. I'm up in the toilet, and somebody bumped me. I was winding my watch. It fell in the toilet. I wasn't going to fish it out. Come on back.
Yeah, mercy day. Big 10-4 on that getting bumped in the flush. I'm up.
Hey, yeah, 10-4 on that 10-36. I appreciate that, good buddy. Who we got up there, good buddy? Come on back.
Yeah, 10-4. You got your one and only barbecue sheep dipper. Come on back.
Sheep dip.
10-4.
Yeah, 10-4, you got your one and only ingrown toenail. Bring it on.
10-4 on the ingrown toenail. We your front door for sure. How about it?
Break for your vinegar sheet dip, 10-4.
Negatory, you got your barbecue sheet dipper. Come on back.
Big 10-4 on your barbecue sheet dipper, for sure. You got the one and only Alabama bad boy. We your back door, guarantee. Just getting back on that old boulevard and old box, truck him up there.
Break the Alabama bad boy there. You didn't bump nobody in that. Truck him up, flush him up, did you?
Flush him up.
10-4.
Big negatory on the bumping and flush him up, come on.
Big 10-4, for sure. How about you there, barbecue cheap dip? Anybody seen anything tonight? Come on back.
Big negatory, get the hammer down. Come on.
Big 10-4 on the hammer down, for sure. But ring it on.
Yeah, 10-4. Ain't no smoky out tonight. Too cold for old smoky bar. Come on back.
Big 10-4, but let's not be talking too bad about them smokers there, boys. My girlfriend's married one there. Come on back.
10. and four. But I ain't got nothing against them for sure. Some of my best friends of ours. Come on back.
10-4, then you don't need no enemies. Come on.
Big 10-4, do you say enemies or enemas? Come on.
10-4, either way you in trouble there. Come on back.
Big 10-4 on trouble with enemas. I just got out of hospital there, and they give me one of them every day there. Come on back.
10-4, then you went in that old, flush him up, that old buck, struck him up there, for sure, then come on back.
Break, car, I'm grown toenail. I wish you'd quit motor mouthing about that old, truck him up, flush him up there. How about it?
Flush him up.
10-4.
Well, 10-4, our barbecue sheep did, but that was a good watch, I guarantee you. What's your home 20? Come on back.
10-4, we have that old Camel City there. Come on back.
Hey, mercy day. Big 10-4 on that Camel City for sure. You don't know little beaver over there by the name of the Trucker's Looker, do you? Come on back.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I guarantee you, she knows every trucker on the road. Absolutely, I see her about twice a week when I'm in that old Camel City. Come on, man.
Big 10-4 there. Tell me more about it there. Come on, man.
Yeah, Big 10-4, she's married there, but not so you know it there. Come on, man.
10-4, that old trucker like my better half. Come on back. Come on back.
Big negatory, I ain't got old ingrown toenail. Done got off his old super slab for a short and a long cup of coffee. Come on back.
10-4 there, what exit did he take? Come on back.
10-4, looks like he pulled off where they weren't no exit with the pedal to the metal for sure. Bring it on.
Big 10-4, break for that old ingrown toenail. Boy, if you got them ears on you, you better keep that old hammer down across them old cornfields. Cause I'm on the flip-flop and on your tail, cotton.
I didn't understand. I didn't understand. I don't. What the hell are they saying there?
Look at my back, though. You got the ingrown toenail.
Can you imagine? Somebody out there puts that record on twice a week because it's their favorite
it's
record.
It's their favorite record. So they
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And the phone number is
749-1444.
Run down the pledges. Okay, here's the pledges.
They start at $25, you get a slice of pie and a very useful coffee mug.
At $30, you get a t-shirt and a very useful slice of pie.
$35, you get a large navy blue real, not a novelty gift, umbrella plus a slice of pie.
And it'll keep you dry too. At 50 clams, you can get either a coffee mug or a t-shirt or an umbrella.
You get two of those three.
And
a slice of pie.
All courtesy of No Anchovies Pizzeria, located in the heart of Sunny Romantic Gaslight, Ludlow.
And with any of the aforementioned premiums and pledge levels, of course you get voting rights at WAIF. You also get the WAIF alert sent monthly and your choice of a sticker, button, or magnet. Call now, 961-8900.
How much would you pay for all this? Don't answer yet.
It's done. Hit the excrete button, and it's done.
Okay.
That's the pasta maker. Hit the excrete
button. So if you want to make a pledge, remember this station can't operate without public support. That's why we call this public radio. So dial us up, 749-1444, or the pledge hotline, 961-8900, and then you can get out of having to go on the radio with us.
What do you think about this, Chris?
What's that?
The American Medical Association wants to ban cigarette advertising.
What?
And all baseball stadiums. Can you imagine Riverfront Stadium without the big Winston and Marlboro signs all over it?
Can't imagine it.
They say, quote, as long as baseball and the ballparks in which it is played remain an irresistible attraction to our children, it is simply unacceptable that smoking and tobacco advertising be a part of this experience. This is from Dr. William E. Jackett, Vice Chairman of the AMA Board of Trustees.
Let's send a big shout-out to Gramke.
Who's Gramke?
Crazy dude I know.
Gramke. All right. Gramke.
There you go. There's your big shout-out. It's 4:45 in the morning. You're listening to WAIF. What else do we have to talk about? Our UFO expert left in a huff.
Saturday. He didn't leave in a huff. I think he ran out of gas. He was cruising right along. We started talking about Teamsters. He went, Zingo. You know, that's you know those composition guys are.
I don't need to talk about Teamsters. It's a shame, though, because America is going down the tubes.
I thought, forget it. Just forget it.
You thought what?
Nothing. You said you weren't in the mood, so that's good.
So who was that? Marina.
Boosh!
A big shout out to Marina.
Marina, 50 clammers! Put us over the C note, Mark.
Right on. Where would we be
Did
without
she choose
our Marina?
The coffee mug, T-shirt, or umbrella? Which two of the three? T-shirt and mug for Marina, and also the choice of sticker, button, or magnet. Which one did she choose? She chose the magnet, and also
our good friends in the home office better send those to her.
Yeah. And a big shout-out to No Anchovies Pizza for letting us borrow their Ripley's Believe It or Not UFO book.
Where would we be without it? It was a great source of reference during our conversations about unidentified flying objects.
Yes, very enlightening conversation, and it went pretty well. Pretty darn well. Are we just going to recap for the next 15 minutes, or are we going to take care of new business?
We're going to tell people to tune in next week for next week's edition of
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Because we're going to have a good show together.
Yes, the All Night Talk Show.
You want to change the name to The Chris and Rob All Night Talk Show?
It's not all night. It's only, you know, it'd be a great idea if we did come on at midnight.
2 to 5 is all night to me.
Wouldn't it be cool if, like, a show that was on at midnight left, and then we could, like, scoot up a couple hours?
Man, that'd be cool.
That would be.
You know what else cream, would be cool?
A big old slice of pizza.
I can't go into it here.
You are getting pretty wrong. I mean, we're trying to have a serious, literate, learned, philosophical, and scientifical discussion about the possibility.
Don't forget parenthetical.
Of beings from another planet possibly visiting our home here on the Earth. And all you're talking about is, I was sucked up by a UFO along with Kathy Ireland in a case of Wiedemann. What is that kind of
That's
stuff?
That's a good time, though.
Oh, man. I think, you know, I think the guy thinks you're a jerk.
I wasn't talking about mutilating no cows,
I think
though.
Terry Endress, an associate member of the Center
I wasn't
for UFOs,
talking about mutilating no cows.
All you talked about was Kathy Ireland alone on a UFO with you.
Don't forget the case of Wiedemann.
And the case of
I wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the case of Wiedemann.
I mean, what kind of stuff was that all about? Is there going to be a slide? You know, I mean, you know, Captain Kevin Randall is going to be doing his presentation down there at Zimmer Hall Saturday. And if you want more information, call 941-6912. He's going to be talking about the Roswell crash.
If Mr. Packard doesn't give me free tickets to that thing, we're never doing a show on UFOs ever again.
Do you think that he's going to have a slide of Kathy Ireland and it's sitting on a case of Wiedemann?
That's why I'm going.
I have to work. I won't be able to catch it, but I hope to catch a videotape of it. This stuff is absolutely fascinating. Even if you don't believe in UFOs, even if you think that the whole idea of beings from another planet coming down to Earth is just so far-fetched that it's ludicrous, and if you think that Kevin Randall's an idiot, if you think that Terry Andrus doesn't know his butt from a hole in the ground, if you think that Pat Packard of the Mutual UFO Network is just a big Muppet goof, fine. But you have to know, you have to admit that the government has lied to us. And that is just as interesting as, you know, extraterrestrials. It's just how, you know, the government lies about everything. Is there anything that the government hasn't lied to us about? Anything?
They don't lie.
They didn't lie about the Boston Tea Party.
Misinformation.
They were straight up about that Boston Tea Party.
Though. Well, there was no American government during the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, there was. It was just underground.
Oh, is it mouthful? Is it Bob?
Hello, Bob. You're on the air.
Is it real Bob?
Hey, guys.
It is real
Hi,
Bob.
Bob.
What's happening?
I'm just trying to imagine your story right now, and I'm getting a mental picture.
Keeping in mind, we're 12 minutes away from the Moving Up Gospel Hour. How you doing tonight, Bob?
Oh, geez, I'm doing pretty good.
That's good.
Bob's
this whole UFO thing has got me pumped.
Your old teacher, Dr. Woodward, called and said that he's afraid you've been abducted.
Yeah, were you listening then?
I've been off and on all night. I've been on such a drunk. Oh, Jesus.
Thanks, Bob.
Anyway, listen to me. This whole UFO thing, right?
Right.
I'm behind it. Let me tell you.
What do you mean you're behind it?
All right, you ever heard of Hangar 18?
Yeah, sure.
Originally, it was called Hangar Bob.
Oh, really?
They changed the name.
They changed the name from Hangar Bob to Hangar 18.
That's right. They said the thing crashed in Mexico, right? Mexico.
Right. New Mexico, isn't it?
And they had whatever it was, who knows, they had the dead alien bodies, right?
Right. Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh, well, anyway, I was on the ship, right? I was in league with them alien boys.
Right.
We were doing them anal probes on all you humans.
Right.
And we crashed, right?
Right.
And them government guys found us, them Joes from the FBI.
Right. And then what happened? What the heck? gunfire has broken out here in the Wave Studios. You know, for the first 2 hours.
Hi, you're on the air.
What do you say to a guy who don't believe in UFOs?
What do you say to a guy who don't believe in UFOs? Yeah. You say, why not?
Is there like proof that you can present to me that there is?
I would tell him to attend the Saturday lecture at Zimmer Hall. For more information, call 941-6912. The author of the book, The Truth About the UFO Crash at Roswell, will be there. And the Roswell crash is the most highly documented. The one that people who are really into UFOs believe is the most likely to have ever occurred. So if they go see this crash, or go see this presentation, or else if they pick up that new book and read it, and if they're still skeptical, well, then they're just still skeptical.
Is this the guy who wrote this the same guy? I mean the guy that's doing the lecture. Is he the guy that was like working there at the time? Or something.
No, this guy was a captain in the Air Force, in Air Force Intelligence, and he was an investigator. He did investigate some different things for the Air Force. And back in 1980, he said there's absolutely no way on God's green earth that there are UFOs. There are no way that a UFO crashed in the desert, New Mexico, and there's no way that there are little gray bodies up there at Wright Pat. Well, that was 1980. Now in 1994, he's publishing a book that says, I kind of think that there was a big chance that something crashed in New Mexico, and I think there's a chance that there are bodies up there in Wright Pat.
All the pictures I've seen in magazines are like upside down paper plates or something.
Well, I mean,
me and my friends argue about this back and forth. I just do not believe it until I see evidence.
Well, yeah, the concept to me sounds plausible.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm one of those raging paranoids when it comes to the government lying to you. I'll believe that the government's lying. If anybody tells me that the government's lying about anything, I'll probably say, yeah, I can see the government doing that. I could see those pinheads in the Pentagon lying to us about that.
If I was in the government, I'd lie to you.
The only thing they don't lie about is raising the taxes.
No, they say we're going to raise taxes, and then you know what? They go ahead and raise them. Here's one thing you can look forward to, though.
What?
You know there's going to be a war when the Washington, D.C. Domino's guy gets really busy.
Really?
Yep, they said Panama. Well, hold on. It goes back to Grenada, Panama, and Operation Desert Storm. The night before, when the Pentagon was planning those, Domino's was hopping because like all the different offices, because they had to pull an all-nighter there at the Pentagon, and they ordered pizza.
Wow, I didn't hear that.
We're your information station. We are Chris and Rob across the nation.
We don't mess around.
All right, thanks a lot for your phone. Oh, yes.
Well, yeah. What are you doing up this late, man?
What? I'm working.
Where you work?
Nursing home.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of old ladies there.
Do what?
A lot of old people there.
Yeah, I'm a security guard.
Oh, cool.
Can you get me a job there?
Sure.
Do they feed you good? They come down and give you like cookies and cake at night and
free
stuff?
Oreos.
Oh, great. That can't be too bad.
You don't have to work either. You just sit around talking the phone.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
right.
Who wants to break in and beat up a bunch of old people?
That's no fun. All right, well, thanks. I hear Norwood's hiring.
See ya.
Bye.
Later.
Okay, we got 6 minutes to go. It's 6 minutes until 5 o'clock you're listening to WAIF. This is the Chris,
how could the first 2.5 hours go by like that? Now the last 15 minutes are just...
Is that Bob?
Just... Bob, is
on the air.
Bob, wake up, brother.
What?
Wake up, Bob. Bob, you're on the air, brother.
What are you talking about?
Oh, this isn't Bob?
No.
Oh, who is this?
This is Scott.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, you guys want to get something to eat?
Well, if you're buying...
Hey, you know it, brother.
Sure.
I can't.
You son of a gun.
I can't.
Bob, you party poop.
Oh, man.
You're one of them wet blankets.
Wait. What did I just hear? Did somebody say White Castle?
Oh, a shitload of them.
Okay, great. All right, that's great. We love this talk show here.
All right. We're going to be out of here in just a little bit. Listen, here's your last chance to pledge.
Right, pledge. This is the pledge time. Without your help, we can't bring you fine fine programs like Mystery. Like Mystery, we can't bring you songs. We can't bring you a nice fine program like Mr. Rogers. We can't bring you quality programs like Nova, Masterpiece Theater, and that all-night symphony thing that Leonard Bernstein's always conducting. So pledge some money. We got lots of neat premiums. Our pledge hotline is 961-8900, or you can call us directly
and,
749-1444.
As you may or may not know, Chris and Rob has an exclusive arrangement with No Anchovies Pizza, where any pledge over the $25 level will indeed and in fact entitle you to one free slice of pizza from No Anchovies Pizza there on Ludlow.
It's good pie, too.
It is pizza, and it's from Ludlow.
It's pie at its finest.
It's pizza.
That's
and
why
it's
they
from
call
no
it finest
anchovies.
Pie. Okay,
so that's exclusive.
That.
That's a Chris and Rob exclusive.
Enough of that. We're turning into a couple of whores.
Turning.
Yeah, something like that.
You mean we're completing our transmogrification?
And Reverend Columbus Perkins is here. You want to fill us in on what's going to be at tonight's program?
This morning's program.
This morning's program.
Sure, and everything dedicated to you all.
All right.
We're dedicate the whole show to me and Rob and Jim.
That's the way. That's the way.
Somebody's got to look out for it.
More things should be dedicated to Chris and Rob.
Yeah, especially like, you know, meals.
Meals.
Meals on wheels. we got some pledges.
Yeah, let's thank our pledges.
Let's thank them by their first
Marina
name.
Of Latonia. Thank you. Ginger of Amelia.
All
thank
right.
you. Uh-huh. Charlie of Cincinnati. Thank
right.
you.
Yeah.
Greg of Cincinnati, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lucky Stars.
James of Westchester, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Let's see. Are we at the top of everybody's? Okay. Making sure we're the top of.
The top preferred.
Well, hey, we're the only preferred program of Ginger, so a double thank you to Ginger.
We'll try to see if we can't sneak her an extra.
And everybody wrote down Bubbles.
Yeah.
No, we love Bubbles. It's just, you know, that was our thing to be cute at 3 minutes till we get off the air. All right, we're gone. We're going to play a song then leave. Are we? Or are we going to talk for another 3 minutes?
I don't know. What's going on? Play your tape now?
Whatever you say.
You ready?
We got a call.
This could be the call that makes us big stars.
It could be Bob Braun.
It could be Bob Braun, witness for us.
Is that Bob Braun?
Ask him about his hair. Or is it Rob Braun?
What was that? Was that a crank call?
He was reading from something that wasn't.
We'll have none of that.
We'll have no reading on this show.
Well, Bob Braun, if you're out there, we love you, babe. Don't go changing. I see
sorry
you
missed your call. Who's shorter, you or your kid? That's the key question. Hold on, we got another call. Okay. We got another call.
You're on the air.
Hi, this is Ginger again.
Hi, Ginger. Thanks for your pledge.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You're our favorite caller.
Of course I am.
No question about it.
I'm your only caller.
You're the greatest, Ginger, and you're not our only caller.
Well, I'm going to bed.
Okay.
Enjoy your magnet, enjoy your mug, and enjoy your pizza.
What are you going to get on it?
You.
Ow!
That's going to be a delicious slice of pie.
A big one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I think she kind of likes you there. Later. Till next week.
Keep looking up.
Good morning, Cincinnati, Indiana, and Kentucky.